Hang on.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda of Flat. You can join us at 844-967-2789. So, Robert, before we went to break, I was saying to you that, you know, many people may not know the impact of what this scourge is. Walk us through a little bit of what that is.
Sure. Many people have not been given the kind of information that is needed for them to really understand the danger this hazard presents to the health of their families, especially to their children under the age of 6 years old, especially women who are expectant mothers or have children that are 1 year old or less. And the danger that these lead pipes present is that they release lead into the water by two forms. They release lead into the water by a soluble form that's pretty much lead that leaches into the water, like sugar mixes in with water, that kind of lead. And usually the government tells you to remove that lead. All you have to do is flush the water. Yes, that is true. You can flush the water for a while, and then that kind of lead in the water is removed. The real danger that the community faces is that the lead that leaches, that takes on particulate matter, that tiny particles that is falling into the water, is where the dangerous part of this whole matter is. You could have lead particles that can be the size of nanoparticles, or you could have pieces of particles that fall into the water that could be centimeter thick. But the bottom line is you have these tiny particles falling into the water that are released and flaking off the inner lining of the pipe wall.
And particles that you can't see.
Exactly, particles you can't see. And so the real concern also is that a lot of these pipes have been servicing homes that have been underground. For example, here in Milwaukee, pipes have been underground and servicing these homes from up to 120 to 140 years. And so all that time, they've been corroding. And the corrosion has been helping the flaking of these lead particles into the water over the years and have been poisoning people and destroying lives. Now, people will say, well, I've been drinking this water for years, and I haven't had a problem. Well, just because you've been drinking the water doesn't mean you don't have a problem. You know, just because you think you could count to 10 without an issue and do multiplication without an issue doesn't mean there isn't a problem. Most people have never had their blood tested for lead in their lifetime. And most people don't know the level of lead in their blood. And they don't understand that lead in your body almost works just like diabetes. It's a kind of corrosive, destructive force in your body that over time starts to affect the health of an individual. And so what lead does is that if it didn't affect you as a young kid, the producing kind of trauma in your brain or something like that, it basically stays in your body if you're consistently drinking this water with lead, and over time produces issues that may affect your heart, may affect your organs, may affect your joints, may affect your memory. The Mayo Clinic, if you go to the Mayo Clinic webpage and look up lead poisoning, there is a myriad of items and lists of all kinds of stuff that has, the Mayo Clinic has pointed out how lead poisoning has and does affect the body. Now, going back to the pipe, like I said, have been servicing and allowing the water to go through the taps for this long. Science indicates that pipes in servicing water through tap water into the house need to be replaced at least every 60 to 70 years. So we have pipes in Milwaukee that have been in service and continue to be in service for 120, 140 years. These pipes have been expired twice. And so that tells you that the corrosion level of these pipes, no matter how many attempts they try to convince you that they put in this compound that they call the orthophosphate, which goes into the water, supposedly it helps to seal the pipe to slow down corrosion. I don't care how much of that they put in, it's not going to stop the leaching of lead into the water. And to indicate that this is what they're doing to help reduce the risk of harm in the community from lead in water is, again, misleading and a half-truth kind of rhetoric coming from our government.
Robert. Could it be, I mean, here I am, I don't know anything about any of this, but I do know common sense would tell me whatever it is they're trying to put over that flaking pipes, since it's been, 120 years, as you stated, there's nothing for that to connect to hold on to. Everything is flaking. So whatever it is they're doing, there's nothing for it to adhere to the pipe, right?
Right. There's nothing that they can actually do to stop the lead leaching into the water other than removing the lead pipes entirely.
So, Robert, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Robert Miranda from FLAC is on the line. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.